Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
To the movies now, and anticipating some releases this weekend, we wanted to get the jump on this story. Pixar releasing their first film featuring a female lead.
That's my father, King of Dumbro. Then there's my brothers. We devils, more like. And there's my mother. She's in charge of every single day of my life.
A lady
rises early, doesn't stuff her gob,
does not place her weapons on the table.
Oh, Mom.
Name of the movie is Brave. It's in theaters tomorrow, and it's being called by some critics a film that's strong and feminist and a bit of a new twist for Pixar, which hasn't released a film in 20 years with a lead that's a woman character. Peggy Ornstein has seen Brave. She has some strong feelings about it. Peggy is the author of Cinderella Ate My Daughter, Dispatches from the Front Lines of the New Girly Girl Culture. Peggy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So is Pixar ahead of the game here, culturally speaking, or did they get something wrong?
In general, I think Pixar is so innovative, right? I mean, they've done these fabulous films. They've had all these amazing male characters from, fish to robots to small male mailmen. So, I want this movie to do well because I don't want it to become a referendum on whether or not a female lead can carry a movie. But I wish that they had been as original in their vision for their movie with the first female lead and maybe, not made it a princess.
So so the princess thing is kind of bumming you out. I mean, Dory was a pretty good female character there in Nemo.
Dory was a very amusing female character. Dory, last time I checked, was not the name of the movie.
That is true. That is true. It was Finding Nemo. So let's talk about some other characters that young girls can see in animation. I mean, there's Powerpuff Girls. There's Dora the Explorer. I mean, Pixar may be sort of last to the table here, but culture seems to have moved on post-princess. You know what I mean?
I think not so much. I would say Powerpuff Girls hasn't been on the air for a really long time now. Dora has gone princess. And really, there are some interesting female characters, but they tend to be the exceptions. I think really better than Pixar. And again, we're so used to seeing secondary female characters that we kind of don't even register that that's the case. If you never saw a male character as a primary character, you would think that was kind of weird. But DreamWorks has done a really more broad and interesting job of female characters than Pixar has. And to that extent, I'd say, yeah, they're seriously late to the table. DreamWorks has had Fiona from the Shrek movies. She is a princess, but...
But again, it's not named Fiona, the movie, right?
No, it's not named Fiona. In the Kung Fu Panda movies, again, not named this, but the female characters in those movies were fabulous. Susan in Monsters vs. Aliens, though she's a few pixels too skinny, fabulous character. So there have been in some other studios, but Pixar has been sort of weirdly resistant. And I would say, their first female character is more a cause of embarrassment than celebration.
More a cause of embarrassment, brave embarrassment rather than celebration. Maybe it's too many geeky male animators there behind the scenes, although I don't have an employee list there at Pixar. Peggy Ornstein has seen the movie Brave. She's the author of Cinderella Ate My Daughter, Dispatches from the Front Lines of the New Girly Girl Culture. Thanks, Peggy.
Thank you.